doing interviews where I just I play on Skype and then just turn on GarageBand and record.
Through
some loops on it.
Yeah, you don't want to just call people and such. Well, okay. Thank you, Alex Hudson.
Thanks, Ben Lyon, J. Arner.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you
later.
All right. This is
bye.
That was Alex Hudson from Exclaim.
And the Georgia Strait. And ChippedHip.com.
Talking about the latest happening in the music world. And such, and we're almost, we're at 10:30, so we're getting to the point where a slight birching is going to be playing live in the studio.
We could take a few more callers if anyone wanted to call in with tech support questions or answers for us, if you know about Skype, or recipe ideas, or...
only if it's vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't know, what else do people call in about?
We really
talk politics.
Haven't slept very much. Yeah, let's do some hard-hitting political chat. As you know, Ben and I are both extreme right-wing, and we would love to talk about. We'd love to talk about.
I also take calls about how to origami maybe.
We could just talk about what kind of calls we would like to take.
I have the internet in front of me, so
announcements.
If you ask me a question, I can Google it for you.
Yeah.
If you don't have an iPhone, but you have a phone, and you need to Google something.
Like a cell phone or a landline, you could phone CITR, 604-UBC-CITR. Ben will Google anything for you within reason.
Yeah.
Keep it clean.
Anything I can spell, at least.
Yeah.
So, we should, why don't we pop in a song until...
That would be a good idea.
Until that happens, I'm just going to... What do I have queued up? What about the choir practice? I don't know. That's all right.
Those guys.
It was recorded back in 2006.
Well, Larissa was in that band.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the...
So it's a triple shot of Larissa.
It's a triple shot. Choir practice, October 5th, 2006, on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
One more.
All right.
White hat.
One more before we talk again.
We need one.
It's radio, you don't know what to
say.
Choir practice on CITR with many local favorites. People.
Shane Turner
is in the band. Which, our own DJ Scotty is in that as well for a little bit here and there. And
cool.
Yeah, many. There's a bunch of people on stage.
There's like 9 or 11 people in that band.
I guess it is choir. So you are listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben with Jay here. Been here for quite a while, and it's going to go on for about another 8 hours, 7.5 hours to go. It's not bad now. 7.5. It's nothing. Yeah. It's just like a work day. We have one more work day to go. And this is not like work. This is fun. So we have more bands coming, and right now in studio we have Slight Birching.
Right. awkward college radio silence. Dead air. Fade out. That song was for Besh, Karam. The first one was for Chris Martel, as always. He's out there, maybe he's listening as he packages soap. Soap products for Lush Cosmetics. That's what he does. He smells good all the time. Oh, this is a problem. So it's nice to be on the radio here. Kind of surreal sitting at home or at work last night listening to it on the radio, listening to all these bands, and then waking up this morning to the same show with the Bleating Hearts playing, which was fantastic. Good morning music to wake up to. Dirge, morning dirges. Hassan the Existentialist. So I'm the Slight Birching, Sean. I'll play a few more songs, I guess, for everyone. Yeah. It's a very simple equation that I follow. You'll figure it out pretty soon. It's the thumb bass line. It isn't really a bass line. It's just easy. Okay, here's the song. This one is about our time, the time that we live in. Very precarious time, apparently, but all times are. before terrorism and financial crises, it was the Cold War. Before the Cold War, it was fascism. Before fascism, it was... Well, I'm not sure. It was something, but the media wasn't as highly skilled back then at spreading propaganda. Anyways, we're here in... I made a promise to myself that I would mention this on the radio for all of you UBC students out there who live here during the year. There's a by-election on May 11th, and this is a big one. It's Christy Clark versus David Eby versus whomever else is running for other parties in Point Grey. And as a UBC student, you can actually vote in this riding. Even if you don't live here all the time, if you live here while you go to school, you can vote in this riding. So you should vote, and you probably shouldn't vote for Christy Clark. I don't want to get too political or anything, but she's no good. I'm sure she's a very nice person, but she will try to kill you and your family slowly, like a boa constrictor, taking the air out of your lungs, preventing you from breathing. It's true. She looks all like she's all smiley and nice, but, you know. But she's a neocon. She's no good. I'll ask Kevin Romaine here to explain what that means after this song. Doing that song. Get all worked up about politics and how things always stay the same, never change. Just the boa constrictor is always constricting us tighter and tighter with every passing year. There's another verse, but we won't bother singing it. In fact, it's much more important to talk about it, I think. Really been thinking a lot about the idea of progress and how it's not progressive. It's just destructive. Anyway, I wish... Can you guys take microphones as well so we can have a discussion in here? Maybe we can do like a Peter Mansbridge roundtable discussion. Hey, do you want reverb mic? Kevin? Kevin Romaine, should we have a political roundtable discussion here on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell? Oh, you have to switch it on.
Let's not belabor the point, but okay.
Your thoughts on May 2nd?
Well, you know, this is an interesting topic. This is very interesting having all my political thoughts played out through a spring reverb. It's really nice. So I mean, there are you know, two ways of being hopeful about the upcoming election. We could hope, you know, recent surge in support for NDP. We could hope that you know, Jack Layton takes it, which, you know, might be nice. Or we could hope that there's a sudden you know, rampage of anarchists that you know, pours out of nowhere and takes to the streets and destroys capitalism. That would be really nice too.
A cataclysmic shift in yeah, maybe it will happen. Maybe a chasm or a fissure will open in the earth on May 2nd, and all of the systems of the past will be swallowed up and we'll be free to start again.
I fully expect boa constrictors to rain down from the sky personally, following the metaphor, but you know, fingers crossed.
Revenge constriction is what it could be.
Slight besmirching.
A slight besmirching.
I'm holding the microphone here. I've been told that I have to describe. I'm holding the microphone here like a brandy snifter between my two, as if I was doing the Spock kind of thing. My hands holding it in between the fingers and swirling it around to oxidize the flavors. Sorry, I think Sean's going to play another song now.
If anyone wants to call in and participate, yeah, you can call either Kevin or Adrian or Ben or Jay or I on our cell phones. And yeah, bring your own spring reverb, Jay just said. Oh, someone is. This is good. This is good. This is the show I've always wanted to play. Take over the radio waves with the political boa constrictors. Do you have a message?
No. Okay. I'm getting fan mail.
Oh, fan mail. Excellent. Okay, well, let's play another song. And we'll come back to this roundtable discussion. You can switch that guy off. Okay. There was something else I wanted to say. I think I wanted to quote Baudelaire. I will. After. This is ridiculous. All right, I feel better now. One must always be drunk. Drunk on progress. The ocean is terrible, but nothing's as terrible as loneliness and hostility. In second place, right behind suppression of dreams. If we could see, then on every single eve we'd open our hearts unconditionally. But these thoughts, you see, are uncontrollably conditioned to rehash the past. That was the musical interlude between political discussions here. The Baudelaire quote that I have been wanting to say in person to people and on T-shirts. And I wrote it on my guitar, actually, but it came off. Is boredom is the source of all your ills and all your miserable progress. Anyway, that's a good one. Okay, back to the roundtable. Welcome into the roundtable discussion, either Ben Lai or Adrian LaBelle. Okay.
I'm the chatty on this couch. I don't think so. I just realized I can't really talk well anymore after 16 hours or so. That's why the reverb is useful now.
Ben has his own spring reverb effect here. So we should open up this debate a little further. not necessarily a debate, just a hashing out of feelings and thoughts, venting. Ben, are you planning to vote on May 2nd?
Oh, okay, yeah, good. I do wish that more people would vote, though, obviously. 30% or something, is that what they say?
I really hope it's more than 30%.
Yeah, but it's been like 35 or something. But this year is supposed to be the year you might hit 40.
I already voted. Sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay,
and,
good.
And so did Jay, right? There's been a lot of people doing early advance polling. It broke a record. Yeah.
That makes it easy.
Yeah, so I think maybe people are excited.
I think people are excited. I think this is the first time in our memory, collective memory, where we've really felt that there's like a real danger, maybe a potential shift down a slope to that pit of boa constrictors. And I don't know if it's fear-mongering on both sides, because definitely the constricting side is fear-mongering, but also the sort of left is also mongering the fear as well, I suppose, to means or ends that we wish to accomplish. Either way, the fear is being spread around. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's just fun. I look at it like it's like a playoff hockey.
Yeah.
And the other night we were sitting at the Legion watching hockey, and then directly afterwards, the National came on, and it was right into election debates. And it was the same thrill. It was like the same feeling as you get when Rafi Torres levels Brent Seabrook behind the net with a crushing blow.
It's like the debates.
It's like the debates, except that if they were allowed to debate in an ice rink, I think it would be a lot more exciting. Maybe you could have a round of crushing blows followed by a sort of a more civilized debate.
Yeah. Some teams might be dirtier, though. Who knows?
Some teams are definitely dirtier. They're all pretty dirty. You gotta be dirty to win. I don't know who said that.
Sorry. Well, there was a quote that whoever says, you know, never... I wouldn't trust the person that's president or something. I forget. I don't know exactly what it is. Too late in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah, that was the Baudelaire quote. Quote. Yeah, never trust the president. There's a reason the person's a president. It's probably a sneaky person. Anyway, Adrienne Labelle, would you like to chime in before we go to commercial break here?
I was just going to turn it off, but now that I have the spring reverb, I kind of want to chat. No, just go.
Okay. I feel foolish. And last night I was like, I'll just talk about politics on the radio. I've always wanted to, but I really have nothing to say other than it's really an interesting grudge match. It makes all these silly songs just seem so stupid. But that's cool. Since I'm in the mode of dedicating things these days, I'll dedicate this one to Mr. Austin McCormick, brother of the formidable Ryan McCormick, shares many of his attributes and qualities. The only person who can beat Ryan at a game of Risk. That's not true. I've beat Ryan once, I believe, but Austin does it every time. Lovely place right now. Everything is great and gosh, I feel fine. Snow is piling up outside on the ground. I'm in a lovely place right now. I'd never ever utter any words that aren't true. Never tell a lie. Snow is piling up outside on the ground. I'm in a lovely place right now. right now. Everything is great and gosh, I feel fine. Snow is piling up outside on the ground. I'm in a lovely place right now. I'm in a lovely place right now. Musical interlude is over. Back to the round table. Oh, the table's leaving. Anyway, we won't go on about that stuff too much longer. I think I'm running out of time anyways. Maybe not. All right. Patrick wants to get in on the round table. Okay. Mr. Garrity, are you there? Mr. Garrity, Patrick Garrity, we want to hear your input. There are many things to be said about the state of the universe right now, the state of the human universe. So many things that Ben probably would rather I didn't talk about on the radio. But, oh. Hey, Ben, you should put him on the air. We should hear what Patrick Garrity has to say. You can't do both. Let's put the mic up to the phone.
Okay. Say something. Is that loud enough?
Be loud.
You have to translate it. Jay, will you speak for Patrick?
You guys could use one of those other mics in the room.
Oh, here's another mic right here.
What's that say on
keep
it?
Going?
What does it say?
Just keep talking, Patrick. Do you have a speakerphone?
Oh, there he is.
We can shut that guy off. Patrick Garrity. Patrick Garrity. Hello.
It's so quiet. That's as loud as I can get it.
Do you have a speakerphone on there, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Patrick, hold on. And those who are not Patrick, also hold on.
Try now.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Was this a prank call to begin with? This is so embarrassing now.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I just wanted to see if Jay is going to be making sandwiches again later. Because last time he was going to make me a meatball sandwich.
I didn't have any meatballs.
And it never materialized. And I just wanted to see if he's going to do that today.
Kevin's got a bunch of vegetables.
Yeah, I don't have any fixins, Patrick.
No fixins. What?
Yeah, but there's a Subway downstairs. You can just get the, like, just pay them for the ingredients for a meatball sub, ask them not to make the sub, and then you can make it upstairs for me.
Why?
Well, personal touch.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want a machine making my sandwich.
Well, there are people that work there. They're not machines.
I really like Sean's songs. I think they're beautiful. Thanks for them. They're at work right now. Thanks for being the spirit pretty light.
Thanks, Patrick.
Morning. Yeah, I'm really sleepy. I've been up all night.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to cramp the airwaves. I was just really interested in the sandwich thing mostly.
What kind of muffins did you get?
Are you interested in the boa constrictor, Patrick?
I can't. I need to turn my radio down. Say that again.
The boa constrictor. It's the metaphor we're using today for this broadcast.
Yeah. For the sandwiches.
For the sandwich. It's a metaphor for a sandwich.
Huh. can't hear you very well. My friend Dad used to have a construction company called Boa Construction.
It's the sound of the constriction.
See you later.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a guest appearance. Oh, I'm getting a phone call from Bashel Karan. Bashel Karan. Bashel? Besh. Bashel. Oh, Bashel? Disconnected. I just got this new cell phone and it has there's no reception anywhere in Vancouver. It's terrible. Besh, can you write a text message and I'll read it out? Bashel? Who is this? Hey, it's Mark Dahls wants in on this political discussion.
He was calling the other line.
Of course he does. Mark, what do you have to say during this roundtable discussion?
Politicians raiding in an ice rink. Although I would like that on the condition that the ice was allowed to melt and be refrozen. And I think Bill Clark on radio at CATR. Really liking that.
Those are fantastic feelings, Mark Dahl. Would you like to expand on your ice rink metaphor?
Oh, I just thought, I mean, I like the image, but I thought, you know, it would be even better if the ice melted and while they were still standing in it, it would kind of make them hurry up a bit, you know? Like their feet would get horribly cold and they would have to kind of like sort shit out really quickly. Oh, sorry, I swore in the air. Well, what are you going to do? Anyway, the songs are very beautiful, Sean. I really like them.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I hope you're enjoying your time on CATR.
I'm enjoying... Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mark Dahl. Okay, I'll play one more song. I think we've reached the... Maybe we've... If anyone, it's easier if you send us text messages and we will read them. Okay. Okay. All right, I'll play one more song. I'm glad we had this roundtable discussion today. In fact, if anyone wants to call in again, it's much more enjoyable than playing music. Hearing. Adrian thinks we've worked through the key issues. Would it be possible to have a little more mic monitor in this room? Just a little more? Hello? Hello? Hey, awesome. Okay, I'll play one more song and then I'll go away and leave the radio waves to real musicians who are here to do, who will be here to do what they promised they would be doing instead of hijacking Ben's show. Got another text. This is from Caitlin Gilroy. She says, less yakking, more songs. Okay, one more song for you, Caitlin Gilroy. If you want to call in, you can sing it with me on the radio. But call the control room or something. Thank you.
Supposed to be. Chance for us.
All right. Thank you, Radioland. Thank you, Ben Lai, and the rest of the CITR crew. Adrian, thank you.
Slight birching on CITR. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Ben.
That was fun. Thank you, Patrick, for constantly calling in.
Oh, wait. Dan Lone wrote. So this is from Dan Lone. Dan Lone says, Dan Lone. New jellyfish species found in Arctic. Perhaps the skaters plummet through the ice and the jellyfish emerge to rule with their ancient wisdom.
Very nice.
This reminds me of the pilot episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
What was that about? I don't know it.
The crew of the newly constructed Enterprise second generation release the
jellyfish
slaves. There's a planet that has been keeping these jellyfish species held captive in order to harness them for their the energy output that they create. And Commander Riker and the rest of the crew free them, and they're free to travel into the universe together as energy emitting jellyfish beings.
That's awesome.
They're also madly in love, if I remember that episode correctly.
That's Farpoint.
It sounds like that.
Luke Meade is a nut. Everyone knows. You know what? I don't want to get into Star Trek really at this point.
He was like, you passed the first test.
On that note,
because they show more interested in other beings.
It's not a discussion in the back room.
What, Patrick?
Yeah, more Patrick.
What Dan Lone was really trying to
Luke
say
there is here, and I think he probably knows more about Star Trek than I don't know. I feel like he does.
We're having a debate actually right now as to what happens in Encounter at Farpoint.
I don't know. I wonder who it's really going to. But anyways, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having my
discussions. We can continue more chatting in the other room.
Okay,
if you're so inclined.
Sure.
Burford Cool from Abbotsford is coming. Very shortly, we will get them on as soon as they drive away from Abbotsford. And there's more. Laura Barrett is up next after that at 12:30.
Wow.
More music, more rock, more everything on CITR 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell.
More rock. That was awesome. Thanks for playing.
As soon as he started playing it, I was like, 4. Take a bite, shut your eyes.